Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. In Matthew 7, Jesus looked at the crowds and said, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on the sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." God gave Pastor Corinne and I the word unshakable this year. Look at somebody and say unshakable. And as I was looking at this passage, I started to see that there is a process to becoming unshakable. God does want us to be unshakable, but there are some things that we need to do to step into that. So I want to tell you the word of the Lord for 2026 is unshakable. But I also want to show you how to walk in that word. Does anybody not just want to hear a word, but want to know how to activate it in your life in 2026? So look at somebody and say, "I'm ready to become unshakable." Jesus said in Matthew 7:24, "Anyone who listens to my teaching." God is always saying something. I don't know if you know this or not, but God is always saying something. The question is, are we listening? Are we at a place? Are we prepared to hear what he has to say? There's always something important that God wants to communicate. But the question is, are we listening? There's about 15 times in the Gospels that Jesus would say, "Those who have ears, let them listen." If you have ears to hear, listen. You have to do more than just be in the crowd. You have to listen. You have to be more than just to hear a sermon. You have to listen. You have to do more than just be in a conversation. Amen?
Amen.
You have to actually listen. Being unshakable is about learning how to listen. You have to lean into what God is saying. What Jesus said in John 10:27 is, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." How do you learn someone's voice? Well, I'll tell you how babies do it. From the very moment they're in the womb, they are listening and they begin to become familiar with their mother's voice and maybe even their father's voice because they're in there listening. So how do we learn the voice of God? We learn the voice by listening. Sometimes we may stumble, we may think we heard something, we may get it wrong sometimes, but if we're eagerly listening, we're going to learn his voice. Right. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice." How do you distinguish someone's voice from other voices? You listen.
Right.
If you want to have a good marriage, amen, you have to.
What?
You have to listen. If you want to be a good parent, you're going to have to learn to listen. And if you want to develop a closer relationship with God, you're going to have to learn to listen. It starts with good listening. If we want to be unshakable, we have to learn to listen. That's the first part tonight. Tonight, you can hear the word of the Lord if you're listening, or it can just pass in one ear and out the other. It's your choice what to do with the word of the Lord. You can listen, you can hear it, you can value it. But it all starts with truly listening. We've all probably been in a room and you were trying to talk to somebody, you're trying to communicate to them something, but it's like you're just going around in circles because they're there, but they're not listening. So it's important that tonight that we're listening. As we step into 2026, that we're saying, "God, I am listening." I want to encourage you, be that person in 2026. Be that person tonight.
Yes.
Make a decision to be that person that listens. Jesus said, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise.
That's right.
I want to tell you something. There's another step beyond listening, and that is if you listen to something and it resonates with you and you believe it, it should cause action.
Right?
Right? Jesus said, anyone who listens to my teaching and, here's the big and, follows it is wise. He didn't say, look, just if you listen to it, you're wise. No, you have to listen and follow it. There's wisdom there. If you really value what you've heard while you're listening, you will take action. If you really value what you heard while you were listening, you're going to take action. This is the way that James said it in James 2:17. He said, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. Faith without works is what?
Dead.
If you leave this place tonight and you hear the word of the Lord, but then you don't do anything with it, that word becomes dead to you. It's dormant. You're not able to activate it in your life if you don't apply action to it. Faith without works is dead. So I want to encourage you tonight, whenever you hear this, whenever you get it, when you get the complete picture, that you go out of here and you do something with it this year. Because faith without works, it's not going to bring fruit in your life. It's not going to be activated in the soil of your life unless you have works attached to the faith. It's useless to just hear the word and not do anything with it. The Bible said, be doers of the word and not hearers only. So the first step is to listen, really intently listen. Really, really take it in. Second step, though, is I want to take action. We need to go home and we need to meditate on that. What am I hearing from God in this season? What did I hear tonight? What am I hearing from God in this season? And then secondly, what are my action steps? What's actionable? How can I put my faith into action? If you want to be unshakable, you have to listen and take action. This is how Jesus said it in John 14:15. He said, if you love me, obey my commands. If the love is real, let there be some action attached to it. If the faith is real, let there be action attached to it. Jesus said, don't just go around saying you love me and don't take any action. Jesus not only taught this, he showed us this. He said, my love demands action on the cross. He said, your love for me demands action. Pick up your cross. Follow me. If you love me, obey my commands. If you love me, show action. If you have faith, show action. That means it's alive. His love demanded the action of sacrificing his life. Our faith demands obedience to his word. Guys, if you want to go somewhere you've never gone before, you got to have an obedience that you've never had before. You got to listen like you never heard before, and you got to obey. You got to have action like you've never had before. God wants it for you. God has good plans. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and to give you a future, but you got to listen. Then you got to take the appropriate action that corresponds to what you just heard. The listening stirs up faith in you. Well, that faith should cause action. Jesus said, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Anyone who listens to the word and takes action is wise. That's wisdom. Look at somebody and say, that's wisdom. Listening and acting. Listening and acting. Jesus said, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise like a person who builds a house on solid rock. I love that part. If you take action, if you listen and you take action, you're going to begin to build something. This is true with any building project. If you show up on the site and you listen to the GC and you take the appropriate action, you're going to begin to build something. And the truth of the matter is, every day of our life, we're building something. There's not a one of us in this room that isn't building something. You might be building something good. You might be building something bad. You might be building something of value, or you might be building something worthless. But you're building something. We're all listening to the word of the Lord, or we're listening to other voices, and we're taking what that information in, and we begin to take action. We begin to build things in our lives. What are you building? What are you building on? Maybe you're saying, I'm about to step into this 2026, and I've built some things that I'm not proud of in 2025, and I need to do some demolition. Maybe the Spirit is speaking that to you tonight. You say, yes, I need to build, but I also, first I need to demolish some things that I should have never built in 2025. I was listening to the wrong voices, and I began to take action and build the wrong things. Yeah. Yeah. And God's going to help you to demolish the things that don't belong in your life. And if you listen to Him, He's going to give you the instruction to begin to build on the solid rock. You're going to begin to build some things that are of value. If you listen to the voice of God, the words of God, you're going to begin to build things that you're proud of. And more important than that, things that please the Father. Jesus made it clear there are two types of builders. He didn't say there's five, not 15. Two types of builders. He said there's the type of builders that build their house on the rock. And then there's the type of builders that build their house on the sand. Yep. Only two types that Jesus gives us. And so we realize there's some people that are building, and they're building on the words of man. Yeah. Stuff they read about in a book, a YouTube video that they watched, some ideas, some self-help stuff, some motivational speaking. And guess what? That stuff will not stand the test of time. Building with those type of materials that are temporal will only stand for a season. But if you're building on the Word of God is eternal, unshakable, and if you build on that, your house will not fall. Jesus wanted us to see, if you want to build something that will stand the test of time, you need to build with eternal materials. When we build with the Word of God, we are building with eternal materials. Things that never wear out. Things that never get rusty. Things that never get outdated, outmoded. Things that last. Jesus said, build on my words. In Matthew 24:35, He said, heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. They're eternal. They're unshakable. They are bedrock. They're eternal building material. They do not wear out. They don't become antiquated. No matter what the fads of this world are, if you stick to the Word of God, let me tell you something, you are going to build something that lasts for your family, for yourself, for your future. Build your house on the rock. And you will become unshakable. 1 Corinthians tells us about how our building will be judged at the end of time.
That's right.
1 Corinthians 3:13 says, but on judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. What a thing to get to heaven and realize some of the stuff you built was a waste of time. Said at the end of time, things will be tested by fire. Your work will be tested by fire. Yeah, and He's talking about Christians. He's not talking about unbelievers. He's saying when we get to the end of time and we get to the judgment place, it says, listen, the believers even that are coming into the kingdom of God, they say, hey, let me judge your work. All the stuff that you built on earth, is it of value or was it worthless? Did you just spin your wheels for a couple of years doing stuff that you thought was important, but you weren't listening to what God was telling you to do?
Right.
I was, oh, but God, my heart was in the right place. But were you listening? Sometimes there's a person in the class and you love them, but they're just not listening to the instructions of what the material, what you're supposed to do on the test.
Right.
You love them, but you can't give them a passing grade, not on that stuff.
Nope.
He says that's the way it's going to be in the end. It's going to say, hey, we're going to take a look at everybody's work and we're going to see, is it of value?
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that we think is so important might come out as worthless, while others might come out as pure gold. What materials are you building with? You better check your materials if you want to be unshakable. You got to test those materials. Make sure that they're proven. Make sure that they're tried and true if you're going to depend on them. When I was a kid, my dad built a tree house. He built a tree house up in the tree. It was a two-story tree house. There was some building going on in the backyard. My dad called in a couple of favors from a couple of friends. Some of them knew what they were doing. I was not allowed to go into the second story of the clubhouse. At the end of time, God the Father will test our work and see what we built with.
That's right.
What the building materials were. Are you building with temporary materials, or are you building with eternal things that will last?
That's right.
The Word of God is the only thing that will last. Heaven and earth will pass away. But the words of God, the words of Christ Jesus will remain.
That's right.
The Word of God is unshakable.
Yes, it is.
When you build on the Word of God, you will be unshakable. I want to tell you something that's going to advance your life in every way that you can imagine. Build your life on the Word of God. You will be unshakable. Stuff that throws other people off will not shake you. If you build on the Word of God, this is the way to win. You want to be undefeated? Build on the Word of God. Why do we come together every week? Why do, on Sundays and other ways, why are we coming together? Because we want to become unshakable. We want to go deeper into the only thing that has the power to make us unshakable. The Word of God. And Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the living Word. And when we build a community around Jesus, we are building on the solid rock that is unshakable. It's exciting. Scripture tells us that Jesus is the living Word. He's the living Word of God. And when you have Jesus, you have the living Word inside of you. And the more His Word you get inside of you, the more you will sense the presence of Jesus. I want to get more of the Word of God in me, because the more the Word of God I get in me, the more His manifest presence is upon me.
That's right.
In my daily life. The more you hide His Word in your heart, put His Word in your mind. How do we transform our mind? Which we renew our mind through the Word. The Word of God. And then we're able to sense God's perfect and pleasant will for our lives. There is a word that God has for you.
Yes.
He wants to make you unshakable. But you have to listen.
Yes.
And you have to take action and build.
Right.
When Jesus is alive in us, His Word is in us, and we desire it. We desire more of it. We can't get enough of it. We can't stop talking about it, because the Word is alive. I can look at the Scripture 1,000 times and I would get something different. Why? Because the Word is alive. It's not a book just like something that you can find in the library. His Word is alive. It is the living Word. I'm literally looking at Christ and I'm seeing the reflection that I need to become. When I look at the Word, I'm looking at what I need to become because He was the perfect man. He's the perfect example. I'm looking at the Word of God and saying, this is what I need to be. This is where I need to improve. This is how I'm going to become unshakable. The Word of God is unshakable. When we build our life upon the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ, it causes us to be unshakable. How does faith come? Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes from hearing. That is hearing the good news about Christ. I need to hear it. We need to hear it. Then I need to take action to begin to build a house. I want to build the right way. I want to build on the rock. I want to build on His Word. I want to be unshakable. I want you to be unshakable. Yes. This is my confidence that I'm not building on something temporal. I'm building something unshakable. I'm building on something eternal. I'm building on the rock, which is Christ Jesus, the Word of God. Jesus is the living Word. And when I build my life on Him, on His commands, in every season, I'm going to win. When I go through rocky times, when I go through storms and I'm wondering and I have my doubts, I can take confidence that I've built my life on the Word of God. I've made this my stand, that I'm standing on the Word of God. I'm standing on the promises of God, and it cannot return to me void. I'm unshakable because I'm building on the eternal rock, which is Christ Jesus. You don't have to live in South Florida long to realize there's going to be storms that come. Tropical storms, thunderstorms, rainstorms, even hurricanes. All kinds of storms are going to come. And I want to tell you, it's no different in life. Just because you got a great word in 2026 does not mean you won't have storms. That would be short-sighted. That wouldn't be the truth if I told you, hey, look, there's not going to be no storms in 2026. There will be storms. Jesus didn't promise us that there would be no storms. Storms will come. Even Isaiah said that no weapon formed against you will prosper. He didn't say there won't be a thing. It's aimed at you. It's aimed at your house. It's aimed at your family. It's aimed at your health. But it says it's not going to work. When there's all types of weapons formed against you, but it doesn't prosper, that must mean that you're unshakable. It must mean that you're unbreakable. It means that you're undefeatable. So I'm saying I want to build an undefeated, I want to build an unshakable life. That's what God wants for us. There will be weapons, there will be attacks, there will be storms, but if you build the right way, you'll be unshakable. I want to tell you, look, there's going to be some storms in 2026.
Yes, there will be.
But that's what this word is about. If you build the right way, it won't shake you.
No.
It won't shake you. When other people are shaking in their boots, you're going to be standing strong.
Yeah.
Jesus said in John 17:15, He said, my prayer is not to take you, to take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. Jesus said, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, is that you protect them. So Jesus is not saying, look, take them out of the world. That's an escapist mentality, but rather God protect them as they are in the world. God's not going to eliminate storms. He's going to cause His people to become unshakable. He's not going to take all the tests and trials out of your life. He's going to make you stronger. He's not going to take all the warfare and battles out of your life. He's going to make you a better warrior. God is building an unshakable kingdom. He's building an unshakable people. And if you'll build your life on the Word this year and moving forward, He's going to cause you to be unshakable. God is building an unshakable people. Somebody needs to hear this tonight because you had a rough 2025.
Hear it.
and you're wondering what 2026 is going to look like, I want to tell you something. There will still be storms. But if you'll lean into the Word of God, you'll become unshakable. There will still be tests. There will still be some challenges. There'll still be some hardships. But if you'll lean into the Word of God, you're going to become unshakable. You're going to come out like a champ. You're going to come out and it won't even daze you. Why? Because you'll be unshakable. If you build your life on the Word. Maybe you got concerns about 2026. You've got some doubts about things that are going on in your life right now. Listen. Take action. Listen to the Word of God. Take action on the Word of God. Build on the rock. Then you will stand any storm. You'll stand tall. God wants to make you unshakable. Do you believe that today? God wants to make you unshakable. He wants to make your family unshakable. He wants to make this church unshakable. He wants to make the body of Christ unshakable because He is unshakable and His Word is unshakable. His kingdom is unshakable. There's a quiet trust that God wants us to have. That quiet trust builds into a confident faith. This trust says, I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge Him and He's going to make my paths straight. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. This quiet trust says, and we know that God works all things for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to His purposes. That means that no matter what the devil tries to do in my life, God's going to flip it. God's going to work it for my good. And in the end, I'm going to be unshakable. Devil, you can't shake me because God is for me. And if God is for me, who can be against me? I'm unshakable. When I'm standing on the Word and I have decided that's what I'm building on. That's what I'm building on. I'm building on the Word of God. I am building my life. I am building my family. We are building this church on the Word of God. It's not going to be man's ideas. It's not going to be good thoughts. It's going to be the Word of God or nothing. You have to decide in your life. I'm building with the Word of God or nothing. If I don't have a God thought, if I don't have a God word, if I don't have a prophetic thing from God, I'm just going to wait until I get the next word. I'm going to listen until He gives me the next word, and then I'm going to get to work building. I'm not going to waste my time building stuff that's worthless. I'm going to go through life spinning my wheels. I want to build something that matters. I'm going to build something of significance. When we build on the Word of God, we are building something of eternal value. Something that cannot be shaken. The devil can try to come against it. The devil can try to play mind games. But it can never take away the value of what has been built by the Word of God. The storms will come. God is building a house, though, that is unshakable. God wants to make you unshakable. Let me pray for you today. God, I pray that each and every person hear this word. God, that they listen and they receive the word. It's the word, God, that you gave me to give them tonight. And when we build our lives on your word, we will be unshakable. We look at the words of Christ. We look to the life of Christ as building material to build our lives upon. We look to the prophetic word that you've given us tonight to build in 2026 so that we will be your unshakable people. God, make us your unshakable people. God, make us your unshakable sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.